Rejoice. Rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. My friends, had it not been for Jesus, you and I never would have met. Not just because I never would have become a priest, but because I would have died 24 years ago. Had it not been for Jesus, I never would have made it to this very day, December 3rd, 2023, the day of my son's 8th birthday. Had it not been for Jesus, my children never would have had a father to play Legos with, or dinosaurs with, or to tuck them in at night. Had it not been for Jesus, my children never would have been born. Had it not been for Jesus, my wife and I never would have dated, never would have become best friends, never would have fallen madly in love, never would have gotten married. Had it not been for Jesus, my wife only would have known me as that boy in high school who tragically died freshman year. Had it not been for Jesus, my mom and my stepdad, my brother and my stepsister would have found my 15-year-old body hanging from an exposed pipe in the ceiling of my bedroom one morning. Today, you look at me, my friends, and you see a husband, a father, a priest, and a friend. But at one point in my life, I was a hopelessly broken 15-year-old boy, a boy who had hit his rock bottom, a boy who had hit his breaking point, a boy who knelt down to pray one evening with a noose in his hand. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. I gripped that yellow-roped noose in my fist that night and told Jesus that if he existed, that if he truly was there listening to me, well, then he can go straight to hell. Because I couldn't stomach the thought of a Jesus who would let people like me endure so much heartache and agony in this life without him responding to our cries. Where was Jesus all of those nights when I cried myself to sleep growing up? Where was Jesus when the power kept getting shut off in our house? Where was Jesus when the cupboards were empty and our stomachs grumbled? Where was Jesus when all of those nights I awoke to the sound of my father's fist striking my mother's face? Where was Jesus when my family crumbled to pieces? Where was Jesus the night that my father was almost murdered right in front of me where I stood? Where was Jesus when a childhood home burned to the ground? Where was Jesus when my childhood innocence was being ripped from my fingertips? Where was Jesus when I slowly and painfully started to go completely dead, numb on the inside? O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory over the grave. My friends, had it not been for Jesus, you and I never would have met. Had it not been for Jesus, I never would have made it to today to see my son's 8th birthday. Had it not been for Jesus, not only would I never have played with my children or tucked them in at night, but my son and my daughter never would have been born. Had it not been for Jesus, my wife and I never would have dated, never would have become best friends, never would have fallen head over heels in love, never would have married. Had it not been for Jesus, my spouse only would have known me as that boy from our class who hung himself freshman year of high school. Had it not been for Jesus, my mom and my stepdad, my brother and my stepsister would have found my lifeless body one morning. That night, I cursed Jesus and told him that if he didn't end my life then and there, well, then I was going to do it for him. Rejoice. Rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Be careful what you wish for. My friends, be careful what you pray for. For that night, Jesus did end my life then and there. For before I had the chance to take my own life, before I had the chance to end it all, I went through a death and a resurrection in that very moment. And I can never fully convey the miracle that I encountered that night. I've tried so many times, and words always fail. All that I can tell you is that Jesus stilled my hand in a miraculous way that night, just as he once stilled the knife in Abraham's hand. And that night, a broken, devastated 15-year-old boy knelt down to pray, but the next morning he arose, joyfully leaving an empty noose and an empty tomb behind him. And because of Jesus, he is now speaking to you. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits of thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadow put to flight. For the last 24 years, Jesus has continued to answer the prayer that I prayed that night. He's continued to put to death the life that I once knew, and he's continued to resurrect something beautiful in its place. Had it not been for Jesus, I never would have lived to see the Father who neglected and hurt me so much growing up actually showing up for me now in ways that I never could have imagined before. Had it not been for Jesus, I never would have lived to see my own children shed tears when he leaves, because somewhere along the way, he learned how to love. He learned how to genuinely be there for the children who love him. Bid thou our sad division cease, and be thyself our King of Peace. Had it not been for Jesus, I never would have met my wonderful stepdad, my amazing stepdad. Had it not been for Jesus, I never would have lived to see my mother's own healing and happiness. Forgive me. This is a hard one to get through. Had it not been for Jesus, I never would have lived long enough to see my mother become my greatest hero. And had it not been for Jesus, I never would have lived long enough to lose myself in my wife's loving eyes, never would have lived long enough to lose my breath every time she still walks into a room years later. I never would have lived long enough to be completely awestruck by my children's joy and laughter. My friends, for the last 24 years, God has given me so much more than I could have ever prayed for. O come, thou King of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. My friends, I will tell you a secret. I will utter to you the profoundest mystery. It's really the only thing that I've come to know in this life, 39 years of existing. and it's this. There really is no such thing as Advent. We are never really waiting on Jesus to show up at Christmas. We're never really awaiting the incarnation. So all of those annoying people who put their Christmas lights up the day after Halloween, they're really in the right. Or if you live in Beloit like I do, Beloit, Wisconsin, where one half of the town never takes their Christmas lights down because they're too lazy to do so, and those lights are hanging there all year round, they really are in the right. And in a very real way, those of us who wait for Advent to put our decorations up, we're missing the point. For there never was a time when Jesus has not been Emmanuel, God with us. Where was Jesus all those times that I suffered when my heart was dashed to bits? I will tell you exactly where he was. He was crying in my crying all along. He was suffering in my suffering. He was agonizing in my agony. His tummy grumbled from my hunger. He was being crushed under the weight of my hopelessness. He was being crucified into my misery. He was descending into my hell. He died my death. My friends, if you've ever felt forsaken by Jesus, if you've ever asked yourself, Jesus, where the hell are you? I can tell you exactly where he is. For not only did Jesus unite himself to our human nature in his incarnation at Christmas, but he fully united himself to all of our heartache, all of our hopelessness, all of our agony on the cross. Your suffering was his passion. Your heartache was the cross he bore upon his shoulders. So if you wish to see the Lord, look for him in your suffering, for that is where he has met you. Look for him there, and you will see him broken in your brokenness. You will see his tears in your tears. You will see him pierced through with your every affliction. You will see him wounded in your woundedness. You will see him descending into your hell. You will see him forsaken in your every single feeling of God-forsakenness. And you will see him dying your death. And in the blink of an eye, that morning star will rise and shine upon your hearts. See him dying in your dying on your Good Friday, and you will see soon find yourself waking up on his Easter Sunday. For death took a body, and it discovered God. It took earth, and it encountered heaven. It took what it saw, and it was overcome by what it did not see. O death, where is thy sting? O Hades, where is thy victory? Behold the cross, and soon enough you will hear that stone over your heart rolling away, and you will watch as that damn noose falls to the floor once and for all. And you will come to understand this liberating, joyous, life-giving truth. That Christ is no longer in his tomb, and neither are you. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel has come to thee, has always been with thee, O Israel.